Welcome everybody. Shin number 1426. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doig Bemrabar and Diesel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Lerfu Shalema Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah Lerfu Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lechoil. Okay, so I just want to mention, we mentioned on the Brachas Yurim, Baruch Hashem was zeichet to have with us Rabbi Yehuda Kahan, who's been with us from the beginning, Baruch Hashem, and he's been guiding our groups, and here and there he gives us Eitz HaTovah, so we'll make some additions to our Shiurim. So I just wanted to mention, if somebody hears, you know, somebody else speaking here and there, that's who it is, and he's been, Baruch Hashem, our guiding light from the beginning, and we thank him for that. Baruch Hashem Gesunta Heitel 120. So I want to just mention two ha'aris which he brought to my attention. In reference to dishes, first of all, we went through the various different ways, this and that, how to work with it, different situations. But it's an interesting idea. If somebody's stuck and the sink is full, right, the sink is full, so one place to put the dishes. Somebody asked me once, maybe you put it in the basement, where should they keep the dishes? But a good way place to keep the dishes is in the bathtub. The bathtub is something that nobody's taking a shower on Shabbos, right, and nobody is using the bathtub on Shabbos. So if somebody just takes a dishpan, right, or takes a pan or whatever the case might be, fills it up with the dishes and puts that into the bathtub. So even there might be something dirty over there, whatever the case might be. So like this, you don't have to worry. A person doesn't have to worry about getting schmutz or dirt on the counter or on the dish rack or whatever the case might be. And like this, in the bathtub, it stays. And after Shabbos, because then they hate to go ahead and wash all the dishes. The bathtub is a place where a lot of times the people put dirty things and then it just gets washed down after Shabbos. Okay, so that's just the Eitz HaTovah. And another thing which I wanted to mention is that we spoke about in the past in reference to an item that gets ruined. Sometimes you have a becher, and I know myself I have such a becher. Sometimes if you wash it, it gets ruined. If you don't wash it, it gets ruined, it gets marked. Sometimes if you don't dry it, there's different types, different materials. But what I want to mention is that when we spoke about that, the category of hefsid, where somebody could ruin a pot, the dish, or whatever, or becha, whatever it might be, I just want to make it clear that it's not just dumb. If I have a silver becha, I'm allowed to wash it. If I have a gold becha, if I have whatever the case is, gold-plated, you know, this type of thing, I'm allowed to wash it. But it's only a case in time where we know for sure it's going to get ruined, like you know from the past. I had a story like that. We had a becha where it was getting marks, and we went back to the store. They said, no, you must, after you use it, you have to wash it and dry it. But that was a special case, but not always is that the case. Others have bechas that there's no problem at all, even though it's silver. Silver-plated, whatever the case might be. It's just whereby a person knows that it will ruin, and they've seen in the past, it could ruin the item, so that's a separate issue, and there would be a heter to, wash it off or do whatever has to be done, just so that it doesn't get ruined. But if it's just something like this, a fancy thing, and one wants to make sure, there's definitely... one has to be careful. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the bottom line. What I'm trying to say, it's not a heter across the board with every single thing that's silver or gold plated or whatever it might be. Okay, moving right along. Just an interesting case I want to mention from the Sefer Yetzer HaLoch. It's not something that comes up too often, but just to throw it out there, as they say, sometimes a person goes to Toivel. Right, it goes to the mikveh. We're talking about a man now, obviously. A man goes to the mikveh, whatever the case is, right? So people go Shabbos morning, this and that. I'm not going to get into all the halachas, how that works exactly. But the man goes, but the question is now, let's say somebody wants to go to be toivel for Yom Tov. Let's say tonight is Yom Tov, right? Today's Shabbos, and now tonight will be Yom Tov, so I want to go for Yom Tov. Is that a problem of hachana? For those who go, whatever the case is. So he brings out interesting in Ois Mem Aleph, Yom Tov Shechal B'Yom Rishon, right? Yom Tov Shechal B'Yom Rishon V'Roitzel L'Tabel B'Shabbos, right? Sunday's going to be Yom Tov, and a person wants to go to the mikveh Shabbos. Achar In the afternoon, whatever the person's going to go in the afternoon, it's not where they went Shabbos morning, they're going to go in the afternoon, lekavid yom tov, v'chein ipcho, the other way around, k'shechal yom tov, yom shishi, let's say yom tov comes out on Friday, so they want to go be toivel for Shabbos, so is that a question of hachana? So he brings down, v'reitzel l'tabal samach l'chnisas Shabbos, so he says, ein b'tfila zu mishum isra hachana. As the Isra of Achana, it would not be a problem. So he brings on why. I am doing it for, again, we're not talking about where a person talks out with their mouth. They just did this action of going to the mikveh. So if they went in the morning, the man went in the morning, Shabbos morning, so people go in the morning. So what's the change? But over here is a question of they went in the afternoon, but he brings down interesting, just a, lemaisu would be, it's really, he says like this, Kevin de Nana, he brings down, Kevin the Nana Miyad Mitoisvis Kedusha Tahara Shabaloi Aladeh Tfilas. When they go, the person goes, the man goes to mikveh, so he brings more Kedusha on himself, more Tahara, more Kedusha on himself, so he's having sort of like an immediate plus on himself, right? He's having an immediate benefit. It's not really so much for he's going for tonight. He didn't say anything. He's going to the mikveh, shame. So it's not like he's doing it like it's for tonight. He's having mamash immediate kedusha, more tahara, more kedusha on Shabbos itself. So it's just an interesting point I wanted to mention. He mentions it over here. So that's what he says. But he just says, he brings down from others, the tzaddikim who said they say in Yiddish the Shabbos nisht metame gevein, right? Somebody went to mikveh before Shabbos already or Shabbos morning, whatever. So he says in Yiddish Shabbos is not metame person. Okay, but be it as it may, I'm not going to get too much into this. But in case somebody actually does it or did it, and they're worried, well, I'm doing it really for Yom Tov, I'm doing it for Shabbos. He says ein b'tfilah zu mishum iser hachana. That's how he brings it down. It would not be a problem of the hachana part per se. Okay, so just to finish off, again, this is not something that's so negel mais, but he brings down that others want to say yesh b'zeh in the table, not because of the hachana, but mishum the yesh b'zeh zilusa b'kedusha sachag, because if somebody goes to be metabol on Yom Tov and they're having in mind Shabbos or whatever, so it could be a shtickle of a zilzel on the Yom Tov or on the Shabbos itself. Okay, but that's already a separate thing. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, baruch, kol tov.